Thank you.
A fur coat.
Not a dog.
Next, we're going to have Jeff and Patty Sensler.
Hot water with my tabernacle neighbor Ron, so he's got it out for me, and I'm sure he's going to get me before we leave here. So I thought I might as well paint a bigger target on myself. I got a little story to tell about Phil and Paul. You all know that Phil's in the construction business, Phil Miller, and he does construction jobs both large and small. Robert, he's been here most of the summer and had a little time on his hands and could always use an extra dollar. Phil got a job and called Paul up to come help him on the job. So he got him up there, and, you know, Paul, if nothing else, is enthusiastic. So Phil got him up there and got him the tools of the trade, and I went up to see him on the job site. There's Paul up there with his apron on, and Phil's got his little male apron on, and I'm watching him for a while, and Paul will reach in his apron and take out a nail and look at it and throw it over his shoulder, and he'll take another one out and look at it, pound it in the drywall, and he'll take another one and pound it, get another one, throw it over his shoulder. He does this for about 5 minutes, and Phil notices what he's doing. Phil says, "Paul, what are you doing throwing those nails over your shoulder?" Paul says, "Oh, those nails got the head on the wrong end." Phil looks at him, shakes his head, and he says, "You idiot, those are from that wall."
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's been fun. Have I missed anyone? No? Well, good. I made a lot of mistakes tonight, but I didn't leave anybody out. I want to say thank you to everyone and to tell you we couldn't have done it without you. There. Thank you.